All right. Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while ending the future of the American dream. Are you tired of this? At what point are you done giving to these companies that do not care about you? At some point, we have to fight back. And that's why I love my people over at Public Square. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to simply buy children's clothing, find new athletic clothing that knows what a woman actually is, shop for clean skincare, or find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? And welcome to a new episode of Dear America. I've promised you guys this. I've promised that we've had Michael in Public Square, that we'll have them back on after they went public. Michael, you are here. How does it feel? Public Square, the dream, the God's gift, just God's glory to for everything. Public Square has gone public. How does it feel?
Graham, it feels great. And to God be the glory.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Honestly, it's only by God's grace that we've gotten here. And transparently, the thing that feels the best is that now I can stop thinking about the going public offering. We're well capitalized and we can go back to running the business. I enjoy the execution part more than anything else. And so we're back to business as usual here, and we're excited for the road ahead.
Awesome. Well, I got to ask you real quick, and I want to talk about Public Square. I want to talk about the future of Public Square and everything that's going on, and what this going public allows Public Square to do. But I got to ask, I know it was New York and whatever, but what was it like being at the stock exchange right there and getting to ring the bell and all that stuff? You gotta let me know.
Well, there was the superficial things like, the whole room chanting USA.
Yes.
Those are the stuff that, you know, it was very cool on the surface. That was incredibly impactful. And seeing Jim Cramer kind of with CNBC kind of squirm. Yep. When the USA chants were going on, he covered his ears.
I loved it. It was awesome.
So we loved the USA chants. We loved the interaction from the traders on the floor. The deeper part of it is that, you know, a lot of people don't realize the U.S. Capitol at a time was actually right across the street from the stock exchange in New York City. And that's where George Washington was actually inaugurated as president. So we really enjoyed the historical element of it.
Right.
So we love the USA chants. We love the excitement. We love the people joining us. The coolest part for me, though, was walking through these buildings and recognizing all the people that have put so much of their life on the line in order to build this great country. And to see that come full circle with this day where everyone was cheering for America and had this real sense of patriotism in this building that's been so consequential to America's history, like there was a real deep sense of gratification. And that was a feeling I've never felt before. It was very, very special. So it was a hallmark of our journey. And I know that it's just the beginning, which is the coolest part of all.
I agree. Absolutely. It's just the beginning. Well, it couldn't happen to a better guy. It couldn't happen to a better company. And I mean that because we need Public Square in this battle for our country that we are actively in. All right, we are days away from the Durban Accords, the greatest threat to the U.S. dollar's global dominance in the past 80 years. On August 22nd, BRIC's nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are expected to announce the launch of a new international supercurrency fully backed by gold or other commodities. This is part of their long-term plan to supplant the U.S. and the dollar as cornerstones of the global financial system. How can you protect your IRA, your 401k, or your savings from the fallout from this landmark announcement? You can diversify with gold from Birch Gold Group. Historically, gold has been a safe haven in times of high uncertainty, which, if you're not paying any attention, is right now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Get a free information kit on gold IRAs and decide for yourself if a tax-sheltered retirement account backed by the physical precious metals is right for you. It's super simple. Free knowledge is vital knowledge. All you got to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. There is a monumental shift happening among the nations that control one-third of the world's GDP, and it kicks off on August 22nd. Ladies and gentlemen, this is only going to get worse. Please, please think about your families. Arm yourself with the information to protect your retirement savings. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to the number 989898 and claim your free info kit from Birch Gold. Again, that's Graham to 989898 right now. So, A, I want to talk to you about the future for Public Square. And then B, I want to talk about, as I was getting ready for this, I saw your big announcement, or your most recent big announcement. It seems like Public Square has got a big announcement every other day now, with Roseanne. And I want to talk about that a little later on, but I know that you guys have been talking about eventually there being the ability for the e-commerce within the app and all that stuff. Now that you've got the capital money to go out there and run the business now, as you said, what's the future hold for Public Square, and why, for those that are just listening that perhaps maybe haven't heard of Public Square, why is this so important that a Public Square exists?
Well, I'll start with that question first, and I appreciate that you asked it. The reason this platform has grown as fast as it has is because it's more than just a platform. It's actually a movement that resonates with millions of Americans that for a long time have felt slapped in the face by corporate America. Yep. When we see Target do what they do to the next generation, trying to indoctrinate them into cultural perversion and chaos. When we see Bud Light do what they do, slapping their audience in the face and calling them outdated and fratty and out of touch. When we see Ben and Jerry's on July 4th, instead of celebrating this great country, decide to lament the fact that we, quote, stole this land. Americans are so tired of these corporate entities that have embraced ESG and DEI principles over and above their simple responsibility to provide quality products and services to America's consumer base. Right. That boiling point that our country has reached over the course of the last few years has really created a strong need for a company like ours to exist. We are a positive, proactive step you can take to actually push back against those woke, corrupted institutions by helping patriotic Americans around this great country shop their values, vote with their wallets, know that they're buying what they believe and putting purpose behind their purchase. So Public Square for us feels incredibly important because it's a movement by the people, for the people, and owned by we the people. We weren't huge. We didn't have some sort of massive influencer following when we started this. We were just a group of normal people, still are, that just cared enough to try to do something and build a Public Square that would work for all of us and create this parallel economy that we've all hungered for. So that's the first answer. The second thing that I would say is that the most exciting part of our journey is actually what's to come. Yes. It's not just where we've been and what's happened recently or what's happening today with the exciting Roseanne announcement. We're more excited about where we're going because, yes, we're actually launching e-commerce this fall in time for the Christmas shopping season, where we're going to have one shopping checkout with multiple product vendors. We're building that from scratch so that we can truly become the true competitor to the e-commerce behemoths like Etsy or Amazon. We can't wait for that. Another big thing that's developed since I was last on the show with you, Graham, is that, you know, we've learned a lot from our consumers about what they're looking for, what products are most important to them. And we've also learned where the holes in the market are, where there are no values aligned products. And therefore, there's a desperate need for an alternative to step up. And we've actually launched our own brands that will meet our consumers. We launched a diaper company two weeks ago.
And I love it. I love it. You know, we just adopted our fourth child, and I told Alyssa, I was like, finally, we don't have to do Pampers or any of this woke garbage. We can go here. Please tell us about it.
Well, it's called Every Life.
Yep.
And the message is simple. No matter where you're from, no matter what you look like, no matter the color of your skin, socioeconomic background, or the circumstances of your conception, every life is a miracle and is worth protecting. So we build high-performing diapers for every miracle. It may surprise you, or might not, given the state of our current country, to learn that every single one of the major diaper brands in the United States are vocally or financially supporting abortion.
Yep.
Pampers, Huggies, Hello Bella donates to their employees' abortions. Coterie, one of the nicest diapers money can buy, said last year after the overturning of Roe v. Wade that their staff feels, quote, lost without abortion. These are diaper companies that are publicly supporting abortion.
It's insanity.
How does that make any sense?
It's insanity.
I have no idea. So we're proud to be America's first pro-life diaper company. You can find that at everylife.com. And we've loved the early traction of this brand as we launched this about 2 to 3 weeks ago. We're going to do that again with multiple brands into the future so that we can continue to provide solutions to the parallel economy's needs. If you're a patriot in this country, you love your faith, family, and freedom, you deserve to have brands that are speaking to you. This is a massive cohort of Americans that have been completely ignored. And we're excited to meet those needs in simple ways.
I love that idea. I mean, just take baby diapers, for example. I mean, babies are being born every second of every day. And, you know, especially as parents, there has been such a lack of an alternative of a competitor that actually believes the values that your Christian conservatives or even just, you know, America loving people want. It's insane to me that, you know, people need diapers. They got to, I mean, you have to buy diapers for your baby and you're forced to support a company that supports abortion, you know, and it's a baby company that supports abortion. And I think that it's absolutely amazing, that you guys now are stepping in. As you said, you have identified gaps where there are no alternatives for people. Until Every Life came along, if you wanted diapers, you had to buy whatever diapers there were, and you were supporting abortion at the same time. And Americans so long have been caught in this vicious cycle. If you want to buy clothes for your kids, what clothes can you buy that actually isn't supporting horrible things that you don't support? You know, you got to put clothes on your kids. And so Americans have been kind of kept in this corner for so long. I think it's genius. I mean, God bless you guys for it, man. I mean, that is super exciting stuff for sure.
Thank you, Graham. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's cool. Partnerships like we have with you, partnerships with people like Roseanne. Roseanne and I come from very different worlds. We disagree on lots of things, but I'll tell you what. Roseanne, she supports free speech. She loves this country. She loves the Constitution. And we're proud to support her. We're proud to support folks like Tucker Carlson. We're proud to support these champions of the America First movement that I think their voices need to be elevated. And unfortunately, corporate America has continued to try to silence these folks. And we want to be a company that actually believes that those people represent millions more Americans that have also felt silenced. And therefore, what if we could actually provide a community where they could not only feel like they have a voice again, but they could actually feel empowered to do something with their voice in the form of shopping. So this whole concept of buying what you believe, I think, is really profound in an era where we've been told repeatedly that we're alone and that no one's with us and that we might as well just sit down and shut up because we're not really going to move the needle. I think we've learned over the course of the past few months, even with things like the boycott of Bud Light, that we can move the needle.
Yes.
Our consumer purchasing power carries serious weight. What if we could not just boycott something, but actually run towards something else that's a hopeful alternative so that we're actually putting our buying power behind what we believe in a positive and hopeful manner. So, man, it's an exciting time for public square. And more broadly, it's an exciting time for our country. The small businesses that are prospering through companies like ours, but many others as well, that's the most rewarding part of all of this. We're seeing this drastic wealth transfer after the COVID season of basically these major corporate entities gobbling up all of the small businesses right. of our country that yep. were really put under a lot of stress during COVID. We're trying to reverse that trend. We're actually trying to see it the other way around, where Small Business America will actually prosper, and the family-owned and operated businesses that make our country special, that have a story to tell, that they would actually be elevated. When you come to Public Square, you're going to see well over 55,000 businesses. Most of them, I guarantee you, probably never even heard of before, because they've never had an opportunity to really get their voice out there in an era that's so dominated by the Amazons of the world. So it's a very cool opportunity to see the right types of people prospering and winning in an economy that is increasingly more difficult for small business.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I will add this, in the coming next couple weeks, it's just going to be 55,000 and at least one, because we're going to be bringing 912 United onto Public Square. Like, that's something that we've talked about internally. We really want to bring 912 onto Public Square as well. But let's talk about, you brought it up. So, all right, guys, I'm a gun owner. You're a gun owners, most likely, I would imagine, except for the few of you that give me 1-star reviews, but I appreciate you. And when it comes to gun ownership, holsters that we use is the utmost importance. And that's why I'm here to talk to you today about JM4 Tactical, the only holsters that I trust. 100% made in America. That's Texas, to be exact. And I love their magnetic technology, whether I have it on my belt, well, no annoying clips, whether I put it in my truck and it's my truck gun, the magnet is so powerful that it will literally connect inside the door handle. It's incredible and absolutely made in America, which is the biggest thing. They have 5 different models to choose from, 100% American made material. On top of that, you need to go to jm4tactical.com/Graham right now. Again, that's jm4tactical.com/Graham. Use the code Graham for 10% off of your order. Support made in American things, support companies that are doing the right things, support JM4 Tactical for all of your holster needs. Go to jm4tactical.com/Graham, promo code Graham. So the first couple things was you guys supported us, which we're eternally grateful for that, on top of what you guys are just doing. Then we see the Tucker Carlson news come out. Was Jordan Poyer before Tucker Carlson or right after Tucker Carlson? I can't remember. It's all starting to mold together. Okay, before Jordan Poyer gets canceled because he wants to have his charity event at a Trump golf course, and then you guys step in and it's like, no, this is ridiculous. Which I love Jordan Poyer. Go Bills! I'm a Bills fan, by the way. Awesome. And so I thought that was awesome. And then today we saw Roseanne, and so I want to talk to you really quickly, because I really want to push this to the audience. So many people listen to me and obviously Tucker, you know, on a different stratosphere, and Bongino and Charlie Kirk and all these people all the time. And they want the truth tellers to be out there. They want the people that bring them the truth. But so many people don't realize that oftentimes when you tell the truth, you know, I burned my boat a long time ago. Like, if we lose sponsors, if we lose people that believe in us, I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you. I mean, I can't go get a normal job. What am I going to do? You know, like, who's going to hire Graham Allen? You know what I mean? Like, nobody. And it is so incredibly vital to have a company like yours that allows us to not only continue to hire and employ other Americans, and so they can feed their families, et cetera. But this also allows us to not be dependent to the censorship machine that is, ironically, the very world in which we exist. And so for the truth tellers to remain here, we need people like you. And that doesn't necessarily just mean the conservative people. As you said, Roseanne and you disagree on probably a multitude of things. I'm sure me and her would as well. I would be willing to bet that you and Jordan Poyer don't agree on absolutely everything. And even Tucker Carlson. Majority of things I agree with Tucker on, but we don't agree on everything. I think it is absolutely, and I'll let you tell why you're doing it here in a minute, but I just want the audience to realize this world is so dark and so evil right now that it has to be there has to be people that have the means and the ability to believe that the truth matters more sometimes than an immediate turnaround of profit, if you will. And I think you guys doing it that way, that the mission, the values, and the truth matter more, is why you guys are seeing such success so quickly and so fast, because I believe, A, the Lord's rewarding you, and I believe, B, the American people are rewarding you. And so we are super grateful for you guys, because Facebook turned us off a long time ago. Instagram turned us off a long time ago. So many people think that we do millions and millions of views every single week, and they're like, oh, you must be making... No, we make $0 on Facebook videos or Instagram videos, and it's because of companies like you getting behind us that allow us to continue to go. So I'm thankful for you, but I'd love to hear why you guys decided to go that route.
Well, man, that means a lot. And just to be clear, we are equally grateful for you, because we don't support creators like you so that we can gain extra exposure. That's obviously a byproduct. We support creators like you because we believe ultimately that a rising tide will lift all ships. And if Absolutely. We can have the tide be the truth tellers, that everyone will be better off for it. Our country will be on a far better trajectory and a path forward if people are allowed to pursue the truth in a free speech environment that is uninhibited by government overreach and tyranny. And unfortunately, over the past few years, we've witnessed the truth tellers get punished by corporate America, by overburdensome regulation, by the bureaucratic state. And we believe that at the end of the day, if we allow that to continue on our watch, all of a sudden, you're going to have this environment where no one's allowed to tell the truth anymore. The people that once did are all of a sudden out of the environment, and we wonder where they went. And it's because they were taken out of the public square yeah. by the government overlords and tyranny. And then those that are the authoritarians in society will say, look, everybody agrees. See, isn't this obvious? Yeah. Isn't our overreach of government authority just something that should be perfectly acceptable? And everyone will be silenced into just nodding their heads and submitting. That is the worst fear for me. I do not want to go down the social credit score road. I do not want to see our country be lost to those that hate the truth. Instead, I believe in empowering those that want to pursue the truth, even if at times we have different methods, is incredibly, incredibly important. If we do not have the freedom to pursue truth, what freedoms do we have at all?
Correct.
And so I think it starts there. I think that's the basic element. And that's why we're proud to support people like Jordan Poyer. It's why we're proud to support people like you. It's why we're proud to support people like Roseanne. And I think it's important to note, too, that this is so much bigger than a political thing. You know, some people in the early days tried to say, well, you guys are just kind of this little political marketplace targeting this small niche of Americans. I'm like, first of all, it's not a small niche of Americans. Even if we were purely political, right. we're looking at 80 million plus adults here in the yep. United States. That's the third largest economy in the world by GDP. So like, even if it was just that, it's not a small environment to be going after. But it's so much more than that. We have country music stars, comedians, mm-hmm. professional athletes, entertainment rock stars that are partnering with us because they believe in this message of a pro-American economy that supports yep. the values that have built this great nation. And on top of that, and I'll say this, I could not agree more that the inspiration for us to win in this economy is purely rooted in the mission. I honestly don't care a ton about the money. That may not be like a popular thing for a public company CEO to say. That's the least of my concerns.
I'm the same way. I feel the same way about it.
I think if we're doing the right thing and we're putting in the hours to make sure that the mission is successful, the money will follow. Yep. And thankfully, we've seen that be true time and time again. And I think that folks need to realize that the way we win over the long haul is not by one-upping each other financially. It's actually going to be by putting the mission and our convictions first, taking an unapologetic stance for that, not compromising on those things, and then recognizing that the money will follow. Everyone always wonders how the George Soroses of the left are able to continue doing what they're doing and destroying our communities, because they're mission-oriented.
Correct.
They put their money behind their ideological mission. And we wonder why we lose, and it's because for them, it's a religion. And so if we're going to push back against those forces, we have to let the mission lead the way, have our money follow that mission. And I've said from the beginning, Graham, if I ever had to make a call between success, but it means I had to compromise my convictions, or failure, but I stood true to my convictions, I choose failure every time.
Yeah,
I can't sleep at at night knowing that I've compromised our core convictions. And what this country needs right now are not these cowardly compromising people that want to just kind of play nice in order to gain favor amongst a ton of people. What this society needs right now are the truth tellers, the bold, the brave, those that are unwilling to compromise on their core convictions. They know what they're standing for and they know what they're standing against, and they refuse to bow down. That's what our country needs right now. And I believe that if we can do that, if we can empower those people financially, if we can create a marketplace where those folks are able to thrive, our country will be better off, not just for the next few years, not just for the next election cycle, but for generations to come, which is really the long game we need to have in mind.
No, I agree with you 100%. And outside of just your personal convictions, your personal beliefs that me and you are very, very in line with each other on, you and Public Square seem to understand, like you just said, the long game of it all. The long game is, and this goes for me too. I have some for-profit company, 912 United. It's an apparel company, right? Like, I mean, you have to have a business, but at the same time, we lose money all the time intentionally because when Roe v. Wade was overturned, I gave away 10,000 and it ended up being 20,000 shirts. And I just asked people to pay shipping and handling because it didn't feel right to me to charge people that were pro-life $30 for a Life Wins t-shirt and make money off of Roe v. Wade being overturned, right? And it's those type of decisions that, yeah, we're not as profitable as, you know, some of your other patriotic apparel lines and things like that. But I don't care because there's just things to me that are more important. And you guys are so unique. And this may be repetitive to you, Michael, but I just need the audience to understand this. Behind closed doors, you guys are so unique and you guys are so needed. And this is why, if you're listening, if you haven't already downloaded the app, you need to go do that now. If you have a small business, you need to get your business on Public Square now, because the people at Public Square, Michael included, they are getting behind the long game, which, as he said, if the truth tellers go away, Elon Musk comes in and makes Twitter this space. Rumble's come in and done an amazing job of giving truth tellers a place to speak, et cetera. So how do the elites go after the truth tellers? Well, you take their money away and you make them broke, and then they can't feed their families and they can't pay their employees, and then their employees can't feed their families and all of the above. That's how you silence the people that now it's harder to cancel them now because there's other places to go. Oh, but you can take their money away from them and all this stuff. And so again, you guys are so powerful, not only in the success you've had in the business world, but also now the stances that you are taking, going and supporting comedy with Roseanne, going and supporting journalists and journalistic reporting like with Tucker Carlson. I'm not a journalist, but I would like to say that I, you know, do my best to speak what I know to be true, what the Bible says to be true. And I don't want my kids growing up in a world. I just saw it today, a news article where it was a mother and son, and now it's a father and daughter, because they've transitioned and things like that. I want the world to know that there is the truth. I want the world to know that there is light and that good and evil exist, and we need to turn to good in our country, and we need to be proud to be Americans. That's what I want. And your company is a shining example. And I think you guys, I don't want to jinx anything, but I really do. Once you guys get this up and running in the fall, the e-commerce thing, I believe in the next 10, 15, 20 years, man, I think you are going to be the biggest thorn in Amazon's side. They are going to hate you more than anything in this entire world. And I am here for it because I support you guys, whether you guys give us money or not, because I love what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. And that is our goal. That's where we want to go. And we believe we can get there with the help of millions of consumers and tens of thousands of small businesses that want this same sort of future for the country that we're trying to strive for. So I really appreciate that. And you know what I would encourage folks to do too is remember that they actually have the power to vote with your wallets every Yep. single day. I think that's a different, deeper level of understanding of the impact that an individual can actually have in our society. You don't have to wait for an election. Yep. People ask all the time, oh man, I'm losing hope in our election system. I'm losing hope in my vote. Does it really count? Does it really matter? A, yes, please keep voting. Please keep showing up. Like, we've got to put in our time.
Please don't stop voting. Please. Yeah.
Exactly. We got to show up. We got to make those votes count. But on top of that, recognize that every single day, what you spend your money on is what you empower. So what if you could actually empower the right people and the right businesses in our economy to win? We actually had the Washington Post release an article about us last week, and it was shockingly fair. Normally, the Washington Post is not always so fair. They weren't friendly necessarily, but they were definitely fair. And they actually called one of our businesses, a pet store on the app in Alabama, and asked them about their experience on Public Square. And this pet store owner said very clearly that she's seen 1,000% increase in web traffic from her presence on Public Square. Wow. Those wins will mean the difference between success on a broad corporate level versus the fallout of America's small business community into this sort of dependent class where we all get everything we own from like four or five different businesses. That's going to be the difference. And we want to be a part of the former, where the American economy is diversified and the people that are winning in this economy are those that are your neighbors. They're your soccer coach. They're the local community members, the pastor at your church that's got a side business. I mean, those are the folks that we want to ultimately win for the long run. And if we can help empower that economy to thrive, man, I will know one day when my days are over that we gave our all for something that was far more significant than anything I ever could have dreamed, and certainly more significant than me or our company or even our country. That's going to have a worldwide impact over the long haul.
Well, Michael, last thing I want to say to you personally is, you know, there are days in doing what we do here, and you know, I'm very honest with my audience. There are days that I get on here and I have an episode, you know, where I just talk to them and I'm like, hey, here's the truth. Here's where my head's at today. Here's where my heart's at today. We have to combat evil so much that sometimes it can feel like, man, what am I even doing, man? You know, what am I doing? Is it even worth it? You know, are we making any kind of a difference at all? And then I see a company like yours, and then I see the success of when, you know, all the truth tellers get together, and then we, you know, we tell everybody about you, and then you guys are doing such an amazing job on an infrastructure standpoint, on a value and mission statement standpoint, and then I see your company succeed. When it was truly like the last time you were on, we were talking about the David versus Goliath, man, you know, all this stuff. And then now you're a publicly traded company. And now we're talking about going toe to toe against Amazon and Etsy and all these other things. And seeing that reminds me, it is the actual seeing the end result that what we do does matter. Because oftentimes we don't see it behind this microphone, behind this camera. You know, we don't get to see in real life the wins. And seeing businesses like yours that have the right mindset, that I believe is the mindset that's going to turn this company, or not this company, that's going to turn this country around, it is a good thing for my heart as well. Because there are days when I wonder, are we doing anything? And then I see you guys and I'm like, we must be doing something.
You're doing more than something, man. Voices like yours are changing this country for the better. People have to realize what's at stake here. Like, I have a 9-month-old daughter. You just adopted a little one, adding to your family. Yep. You know, we're doing this for the next generation too. And if any of the viewers or listeners are ever tempted into wondering if their actions really matter, remember, there's a next generation that's waiting for the people that are willing to stand up and secure a safer and better future for each and every one of them. Our country's at sort of a precipice moment. Many people believe that the average life cycle of an empire or a civilization or a nation state is roughly about 250 years. Well, this past summer, the United States celebrated its 247th birthday. Yep. So we have a choice to make as a country. Are we going to secure another 250 years? Or are we going to allow for the tyrants in our society that are dominated by ESG and DEI philosophies and a globalist system? Are we going to allow for them to hijack the economy and all of our systems and institutions to the detriment and to the downfall of this nation? I, for one, want to actually break the mold. I want to secure another 250 years, beat all the odds, and prove to the world that the United States can continue to be a city on a hill, a beacon of light, so that the world would recognize what it looks like when moral liberty is advanced on a societal level. So that's what we're fighting for, man. And I so appreciate your voice in the fight, because you're doing it too.
Well, it doesn't work without both of us. So real quick, Michael, where can people go to support Public Square, to support Every Life, all the above? Where can people go to support you guys?
Well, if you want to join Public Square and add your business or join as a consumer with a free account, you can head to publicsq.com, or you can download the apps from the App Store or Google Play. So publicsq.com, best single source of truth. There you'll find links to add your business, create a consumer account, or link off to the apps where you can download it there. And if you are interested in diapers, you want diapers and wipes from a company that does not want to terminate your baby, then you can head to everylife.com, America's pro-life diaper company. They're high-performing diapers for every little miracle, and we're thrilled to be creating this holistic solution for the patriotic economy.
Love it. Michael, man, we appreciate you guys, and look forward to the next time you come on. I don't know. You're going to invent flying cars or something by the time the next time you guys come on here. So I'm super excited for you guys. Make sure to go support Public Square. That's publicsq.com. And stop giving money to diaper companies that want to abort your very baby in the first place. That's all we have for this episode of Dear America. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you all again next time.